A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning, KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. Let's see, it's Thursday, the second day of April. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, we've got a little snow out there and 34 degrees.
And we've got some wet road conditions from that snow. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The coronavirus, a special hour on Utah's Morning News.
More Utahns are being asked to stay at home as hospitals ramp up testing for COVID-19.
The coronavirus. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
And Amanda, new orders go into effect today across the state. Davis County is now under a stay safe, stay home order of its own. It lasts through May 1st. Non-essential businesses and playgrounds are closed. The Southeast Utah Health District also updating its health order for Carbon, Emory, and Grand counties. But they're seeing more people go to the area from around the state and out of state. Closures of some national parks mean people are filling the San Rafael swell. And locals are worried there that outdoor programs for troubled youth are still accepting clients from out of state. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Intermountain Healthcare is expanding its testing capacity. There are now 20 curbside test sites from St. George to Burley, Idaho. The expansion will allow health officials to swab up to 1,500 people per day and process 1,000 tests. But Intermountain encourages people to visit their website or call the coronavirus hotline before you go.
Several Utah companies are stepping up to help provide personal protective equipment for healthcare providers. Queen of Wraps owner Brian Griffith says they're building face shields.
We had a PO for 10,000 pieces of face shield PPE.
He says providing the PPE is a win-win situation because not only do they get to help in the fight against coronavirus, it also gives him a way to keep his employees working.
A new order from Governor Herbert prevents landlords from evicting tenants for not paying rent. KSL TV's Matt Rascone continues our live team coverage.
We've seen a lot of pushback from landlords online, but industry leaders support it. Basically, the order gives tenants who've been impacted by the coronavirus an extra 45 days to pay rent. Evictions for anything else other than non-payment can continue. Some renters worry that will leave a loophole for landlords to evict tenants if there are any problems or any disagreement between landlords and tenants. The order also offers free mediation.
To be protected from a non-payment eviction, a tenant must have been up to date with their rent through March 31st.
The curve continues heading in the wrong direction. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the number of COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. surpassing 5,000 with over 200,000 sickened. President Trump says restrictions may have to be tightened.
I am looking where flights are going into hotspots.
He says previously had decided against quarantining the New York Metro. That still stands of today. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis finally imposing statewide stay-at-home orders after talking with the White House.
It makes sense to make this move now.
He says many counties still have little problem with coronavirus. Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Mississippi also issuing stay-at-home orders yesterday. The French government has approved a combination of drugs to treat COVID-19. 80 patients given a combination of the malaria drug hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak. 78 fully recovered. A study in China found the same result. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And a train engineer arrested for intentionally crashing a freight train near the hospital ship Mercy in Los Angeles. Police say Eduardo Moreno is suspicious that the Mercy is on a secret government takeover mission. This witness tells KABC.
All of a sudden, this train just starts pushing through the fence. And I'm like, well, there's no tracks there. What's it doing there?
The locomotive did not come close to the ship. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The investigation continues in Murray, where a 15-year-old was critically hurt in a crash along I-15 last night.
UHP spokesman Sergeant Nick Street says the 15-year-old was thrown from the vehicle after a 19-year-old driver attempted a dangerous maneuver around two big trucks traveling south around 5300 South.
He was trying to get around a couple of semis. One may have been a dump truck, one a pup truck, from what troopers can tell.
Sergeant Street says one of the trucks hit the car. The car spun out of control. The teen thrown from the car. The door ripped off. The stretch of freeway was closed for about 3 hours as the investigation continued. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Maybe you've heard of Zoom bombing, where a hacker cracks an online meeting and derails it by saying or showing inappropriate content. Sarah Young with the Utah State Board of Education says it can be a problem for parents and teachers trying to teach kids from home. Young's advice, be more private.
First and foremost, it's about where you place the link associated with your Zoom meeting.
So don't put it on a public website or blast it out on social media. She says rather email the link directly.
Coming up on KSL, a special report from upstate New York, 200 years after Joseph Smith's first vision.
And KSL traffic.
Wet road conditions from the snow, especially in Salt Lake City and the southern end of Davis County. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:05.
Get updates and join the conversation about these strange days.
Would you be willing to file a homeschool affidavit?
Drop them out instead of stressing out.
Be connected to Dave and Debbie each day 9 to 11 on KSL News Radio.
Get up and go. Hi, this is Julie from the Visitors Bureau in Logan. We're all tired of being stuck in the house, so bring your family for a day-long getaway to Cache Valley. Enjoy dozens of trails in the city. Take a beautiful drive up Logan Canyon National Scenic Byway. The snow is great at Beaver Creek Lodge, where you can still rent snowmobiles and get into the mountains for some serious solitude. Bring a cooler and visit 20 stops on our self-guided foodie trek. You can fill your food storage with things your kids will actually eat. Goldfish crackers and cheese and boxed milk and chocolates and honey. We're kicking off spring April 1st. First through the 4th with our annual original Baby Animal Days at the American West Heritage Center. This time, it's with a twist. Pile everyone in the car for a drive-through version. You'll see all the baby animals, like lambs, goats, piglets, chicks, plus baby bear cubs from Yellowstone Bear World. Tailor-made activities to do in the car and more ideas to take home. Plan now for summer. Visit our calendar for future amazing arts, festivals, and special events. This year, vacation in Logan, where we always wash our hands. ExploreLogan.com.
Hey, just want to warn everybody, if you do have to drive in this morning, you might find some snow in your neighborhoods. We had a text just a minute ago from someone, I believe, in Santaquin that said they got 4.25 inches of snow on the ground there. So be careful. Wow. Roads seem to be in pretty good shape. We hope it stays that way.
This spring marks 200 years since Joseph Smith's first vision, where he says he saw Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ appear to him in a grove of trees near his home.
The event is now marked as the beginning of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards traveled to upstate New York and has this in-depth report.
It was in early spring of 1820 that Joseph Smith went into these woods to pray about the state of his soul and which church to join.
It's exciting. As historians, we've been looking to 2020 for quite some time.
Spencer McBride works with the Joseph Smith Papers Project. President Russell M. Nelson asked church members to read about the first vision again during this bicentennial year.
This is a story about a young boy in Western New York in 1820. It's informed by the world he knew. But it's a story that transcends time and space. People all over the world hear this story and it means something to them.
Elder Mark Clay is a general Area 70 for the North America Northeast, and as such, he sees the worldwide impact firsthand.
Just buses come and young missionaries come here, come early in their time, and everybody, oftentimes you'll see them talking as they go into the grove and just in a silent, quiet reverence when they come out of the grove. As they've taken a few minutes to feel the spirit that's there and ponder on the magnitude of what happened.
Melissa Smith teaches early morning seminary in the Rochester, New York area, right in the heart of where this restoration started.
All of the work that God is doing right now is evidence that He doesn't forget anybody. And I want them to feel that personally. I feel like that's one of the big things that Joseph Smith got out of the first vision, is just a knowledge that God heard him. And that's really something that I want my youth to know, that God hears them, that He's at work in their lives, that He is working on this grand scale to bring everybody together, but the message there is that he's not going to let anybody fall through the cracks.
BYU professor of ancient scripture Carrie Muhlstein agrees.
I think more than anything, what I hope we will come away with is this vision of God caring so much about his children that he himself will come to start the process that can bring us home.
Elder Clay goes to the Sacred Grove often.
It started with Joseph, but it, I'll say it ends with us, but individually it does. It carries back into our own lives.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Tomorrow at this time, a look at some of the artwork celebrating the first vision, and on Sunday at noon, an hour-long special on KSL News Radio in between General Conference sessions, so we hope you'll join us this weekend. 509 means it's time for us to see how much, if at all, the snow has affected our drive this morning so far. This look brought to you by Mountain America's Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. What's it look like out there, Andy?
It's not bad. I mean, as far as crashes go, we don't have any on I-15. There's some in central Utah, but none that are anywhere between about Santaquin and downtown Salt Lake City. It is kind of snowy. I'm seeing just a touch of slowing on I-15 in Santaquin, although the snow doesn't seem to have stuck to the roads quite as thick as it did to the grass and everything. Closer to Salt Lake City, rut roads really increase as you get closer to Salt Lake. In fact, at Point of the Mountain, the road looks dry on I-15, but by the time you hit about 21st South, you're into some wet conditions. Be careful as you switch on transition ramps from I-80 and 21st South onto I-15. And then wet conditions at the south end of Davis, but it looks like the further north you go, the more things improve. Durden's Appliance and Mattress in Bountiful is still there for you when you need them. Call or click durdensappliance.com. That's durdensappliance.com. Brands you know at prices you'll love. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. So what about that snow? Is it sticking around? We'll find out with the forecast now with you, Grant.
Been a beautiful day with sunny skies, temperatures in the 50s, but tomorrow a little colder. A weak cool front's going to nudge over northern Utah tonight, bringing some valley rain and mountain snow in the overnight. Those showers will taper off by Thursday morning with a low of 34 degrees, so a chance of a little rain-snow mix-up on the benches, and then highs struggle only in the mid-40s. 50s and partly cloudy skies return for our Friday, low 60s and partly cloudy on Saturday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Kevin Eubank this morning.
That was not Grant. That was
Grant,
Kevin.
Grant did tell me that. He did tell me yesterday he's going to be working from home starting today, so we may be navigating those waters this morning. We'll check in with Grant later, but right now it's 34 degrees downtown.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll hear more about a survey that was conducted among Utah nurses, asking them how they feel about this crush of COVID-19 patients that they're seeing. You know, one of their biggest fears, Tim, is that the public is not taking the stay-at-home directive seriously, because that puts them, of course, in danger. We'll hear more from Jed Bull from KSL Television in a moment here on KSL, KSL News Radio.
We look forward to hearing from them directly, and we'll do it next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks, as always, for starting your morning with Tim and Amanda here on Utah's News Station.
Phone or turn on a computer. That face-to-face connection with a VA provider is just a click away. Hi, this is Jill Atwood, Director of Communications for the VA Rocky Mountain Region. In this week's Upholding Valor, telehealth technology and accessing veterans in rural areas. Sometimes driving long distances to visit the main VA hospital just isn't possible. That's where telehealth technology comes in. The VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System knows that connection can be critical. To learn more about telehealth options and the impact VA is making, get the Upholding Valor podcast by texting VETERANS to 57500 or go to ksl360.com/veterans.
American United Federal Credit Union is proud to partner with the VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System for Upholding Valor, and always strives to be the difference that makes a difference in veterans' lives. Visit amucu.org/valor to learn more.
I mentioned a minute ago that one of our texters in Santaquin letting us know there's over 4 inches of snow on the ground there. And someone headed up Provo Canyon says slushy on the upper half around Deer Creek Reservoir. So be careful if you're traveling through those areas. And reach out to us when you can on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line at 57500. KSL News Time now, 5:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
new health orders are in effect today in Davis County and Southeast Utah to stay home. But tourists are still heading outdoors instead. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, Intermountain Healthcare says call before you show up to one of 20 curbside test sites from St. George to Burley, Idaho. The COVID-19 testing expansion will allow them to swab up to 1,500 people per day.
Third, of course, checking those roads for you this morning, brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender.
We've got some wet roads near Salt Lake City, especially south end of Davis County and in Salt Lake itself. But they dry out as you go further south on I-15 until you get to to about Payson, Santaquin in Utah County. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Look for increasing clouds and developing rain tonight. I'm Kevin Eubank.
And right now, 34 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. As we close in on 1 million novel coronavirus cases worldwide, Americans are being warned that staying at home will continue for some time.
The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is weighing in on how long social distancing could last.
When it goes down to essentially no new cases, no deaths at a period of time, I think it makes sense that you're going to have to relax social distancing.
Vice President Mike Pence says he expects the worst of the pandemic to be over by Memorial Day, which is still about 2 months away. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Washington.
Dr. Anthony Fauci now being put on security detail when asked if he was receiving threats. President Trump said that Dr. Fauci doesn't need security because everybody loves him. Playgrounds are being shuttered in New York as doctors wonder how bad the epicenter will get.
A new model shows coronavirus cases in New York not peaking until the end of April, 2 weeks later than previously believed. The number of patients in New York City alone skyrocketing to nearly 48,000.
That's ABC's Kenneth Moten. In Los Angeles, Mayor Eric Garcetti has told people they should wear covering for their nose and mouth when they go outside. People feeling the pain of the global pandemic economically. Today, we find out new numbers on how many are out of work.
Last week's 3.3 million new unemployment benefits claims, historic, and this week is expected to be worse.
This is a little like watching a car being totaled and then examining what's left over.
Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst at Bankrate, expects to see 4 million new jobless benefits claims from last week, putting the two-week total.
7 million people having filed claims for unemployment assistance.
He says he expects to see continued weekly reports in the millions for the foreseeable future. Mark Remillard, ABC News. Last week's 3.3.
Ellis Marcellus Jr., father of Winton and Branford, has died of complications from COVID-19. This is ABC News.
Let's go in depth here. A survey of nurses around Utah shows they're worried about what's to come over the next few weeks.
And it also points out the responsibility that we have to all do what we can to keep the virus from spreading and overwhelming our hospitals. KSL-TV's Jed Bull has the story.
We still are nowhere near what many of our colleagues in other states are facing right now.
But Utah nurses are stressed out about that possibility. That's according to a survey last week by the Utah Nurses Association with responses from 1,500 nurses.
We just wanted to get a sort of snapshot of what was currently going on across the state.
Liz Close, executive director of the association, says nurses are concerned that a shortage of personal protective equipment will make it challenging when they treat patients for COVID-19. But most healthcare locations in Utah met that demand last week. The biggest fear?
That the general public is not taking this stay at home seriously enough.
And that we don't understand how critical that is to keeping our hospitals from being overwhelmed.
We're in that, you know, climbing curve, and we haven't seen that onslaught into the acute care institutions quite yet. But we need to be bracing and preparing for that.
Intermountain Medical Center is ramping up its resources for an anticipated surge of COVID-19 patients in the next 3 to 4 weeks. Nurses want to be sure that the public is prepared.
They are just really concerned that we flatten that curve in Utah and that we don't experience what other states have had to experience.
Overall, the nurses also responded that they felt as though their employers were behind them and supportive in this effort, but they also pointed out that if their employers can't get the materials that they need, that could lead to complications if we have a large influx of COVID-19 patients.
Yeah, and really it's, the unknown that has the nurses and the docs worried here, and just seeing what's going on in places like New York City. Now, everybody hopes that because we're not all squeezed into a small space like Manhattan is, that we won't have those same kinds of problems here. But there are certainly no guarantees.
What an unnerving time, excuse me, Tim, it must be to be a nurse or a doctor or anyone who works in the healthcare industry. Can you imagine the my bigs, as I like to call them, or my stepkids, their mom is a nurse and she's been asked to work extra shifts. And my heart goes out to her because I know this must be a stressful time for anyone who works in any capacity in the healthcare industry right now.
Yeah, I told you last week, and I made contact again yesterday with a dear friend of mine who is an emergency room nurse in Chicago, but she's one of the many that volunteered to go to New York and be on the front lines there to try and help. And she arrived Monday, her first shift. I think she's being called in this morning to work the emergency room in one of the hospitals there in New York. And she's going to share her experience with us here in the days and weeks ahead. So we look forward to finding out what it's been like there on the ground in New York City. And we'll keep an eye on what it means to our healthcare workers here in Utah, obviously, on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
Right now, just past 519, an early look at what may be a snowy commute for some, brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. How are you this morning, Andy?
I'm good, Amanda, and it seems like that's going to be more the case for people towards central Utah, where I-15 and I-70 junction together. The snow has stopped, from what I can see, in along the Wasatch Front in our normal driving areas. Still have some more wet conditions in the portion of Utah County. Santaquin, by the time you hit Pace and Spanish Fork, the road seems to dry out. Then you're actually on dry roads through the rest of the way towards Salt Lake. It says you get into downtown that you'll still see a few flakes maybe here and there. A little bit slushy at the higher elevations, I-80 over Parley Summit. One of our KSL traffic troopers saying that going up through Provo Canyon, it gets a little slushy up near the reservoir as well. Wet conditions south end of Davis, but it looks dry as you go further north. Are market losses wrecking your retirement? Get a complimentary review and ascent plan from Teton Wealth Group. Let Teton help you save your retirement. Visit TetonWealthGroup.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. It is time for a look at a 7-day forecast.
Scattered snow showers still in place. Temperatures topping out about 46 degrees. Partly cloudy much of the day. Tomorrow, more sunshine. We get up to 54, and then even more sun on Saturday. Highs at 61. More clouds Sunday. It's up to 63 degrees. Showers and storms possible on Monday. High temperature 58. More rain on Tuesday, 57. And more sunshine in the works for Wednesday, the high 63. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, 34 degrees. I am looking later on this morning, looking forward later on this morning, Tim, to our conversation with Representative Ben McAdams at 7:30. A chance to just ask him, how are you feeling?
Yeah.
How are you doing? And also, what caught my eye, and I wanted to talk to him about this, is his push to make sure that our senior citizens who receive Social Security checks and some of our other vulnerable populations who don't necessarily file taxes, but who need these $1,200 checks that are coming out from the government, who need that payment, to make sure that they get it automatically.
Yeah.
He's trying to make sure that the Treasury Department works to get these people their money right away, even if they don't file taxes, and that doesn't become a problem.
And expedite that. I had this conversation with my mother, who is now 85 and hunkered down in Pocatello, Idaho, and she was convinced she's not getting anything. I said, no, Ma, you're on the list. You're going to get some. She says, no, I won't. So there is still some confusion out there, I'm sure, on the part of seniors who are living on a fixed income of Social Security. And the fact is that people and representatives like Ben McAdams are out there trying to make sure you not only get it, but maybe you are first in line to get it.
That you get it fast, yeah. Right. So we'll try and clear that up with him when we speak with him later on this morning at 7:30.
All right. Looks like foreign markets actually had a pretty good overnight in the last 12 to 18 hours. And our market so far on the futures following suit after a tough day yesterday. So go figure. We'll see what's happening with your money news when we come back.
Napa Know-How.
Truth be told, Napa Know-How isn't just for DIYers. Napa Know-How is for anyone who cares to keep their ride in good condition. Because while there are 6,000 Napa Auto Parts stores for folks who can change a headlamp blindfolded, there are also over 17,000 Napa Auto Care centers for folks who'd rather trust a pro than pop the hood themselves. So whatever your skill level, Napa's got you covered. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Did China silence another critic? Let's get the details from John Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk. Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, you know about the Chinese doctor who was the coronavirus whistleblower and died of COVID-19. Dr. Li Wenliang went public after being warned of intense flu-like symptoms by an emergency room doctor. 60 Minutes Australia reports.
Just 2 weeks ago, the head of emergency at Wuhan Central Hospital, Dr. Ai Fen, also went public, saying authorities had stopped her and her colleagues from warning the world. She has now disappeared.
It is not uncommon for critics of China's communist government to disappear. Often police take over their social media accounts and recant the statements that got them into trouble. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Utah's arts community says they are taking a big hit as art festivals and other events have been canceled this spring. The pandemic has already cost the state's cultural sector over $29 million.
You know, I was trying to figure out why Wimbledon pulled the plug yesterday at an event that isn't scheduled until July. And come to find out in some of the news on the way in this morning that it actually gave them the opportunity to take advantage of an insurance policy that had a certain date on it, that if they didn't make that decision soon, they wouldn't be able to take advantage of that. But there are big events that are even being canceled midsummer right now. KSL Drives, Edmunds.com says U.S. auto sales plunged 40% last month compared to a year ago. The drop has erased gains automakers saw in January and February.
Small businesses trying to get loans through the government's relief package could receive money as soon as tomorrow. That assessment came from federal officials. Companies will be able to submit applications on Friday and possibly see money available the same day.
We've got green numbers to start the day here. Futures on the Dow up 343 points. That's 1.6%. Just above the 21,000 mark. The S&P is up 37. That's 1.5%. And the NASDAQ this hour up 1.1%, a gain of 83 points.
Might see some wet roads.
or white roads.
Wet roads on your morning commute. We'll check that next on KSL News Radio.
With the uncertainty of today's economic outlook for retirees, there's never been a more critical time to consider a reverse mortgage than now. You see, when you add your house into your financial mix, you might just find out your economic outlook isn't as bleak as you think. From reducing your monthly expenses, increasing your monthly cash flow, or just simply having an extra bucket of money as a resource, a reverse mortgage may just be the ticket to a happier, more secure retirement. After a lifetime of work, maybe it's time you let the equity in your home do the heavy lifting. If you or someone you know could benefit from these resources, give Reverse Freedom a call and they'll show you all your options. To get a free reverse mortgage analysis from Reverse Freedom right here in Utah, call 801-921-HOME. 801-921-HOME. Call Reverse Freedom right now at 801-921-HOME or visit reversefreedom.com. NMLS number 1382816.
You trust us for news and information in your car. Now trust us at home. KSL News Radio is your window to the outside world, keeping you informed on the coronavirus with updates every half hour, plus breaking news the minute it happens. Listen on your Amazon Echo or Google Home device. Just say, listen to KSL News Radio or download the KSL News Radio app. Text the word app to 57500. Take us home with you. KSL News Radio.
529, time again to see how the roads are doing this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender. Here again is Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, traffic is holding up really well despite some poor road conditions up the canyons, especially Provo Canyon and Parley's Canyon. But down on the valley floor of I-15, it's only really wet near Salt Lake City and in the southern end of Davis County. If you're going to go further south in Santaquin, you'll see road conditions get a little bit worse until you hit central Utah, and then they're really rough with snow falling there. But closer to Salt Lake City, including up as far as Ogden and Brigham City, you've got off and on wet and dry roads. Waterford Upstart will get your child ready for school. This early education program is done online at home and available to all Utah four-year-olds at no cost. Register at waterfordupstart.org. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. And let's find out more about this weather forecast. And back over to the KSL Weather Center.
Scattered snow showers still in place this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy much of the day. High temperatures at 46. Going to stay cool. And then tomorrow, we're up to 54 and more sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It's 34 degrees.
So far, some wet roads haven't produced any crashes. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We begin this half hour with a look at your money. Another record unemployment report is expected.
KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Amanda, a Labor Department unemployment report in about an hour expected to blow past last week's record of 3.3 million new claims. Bankrate's Mark Hammer calls it unavoidable.
This shows the magnitude of the efforts to flatten the curve of the coronavirus, as we must.
Stay-at-home orders are putting much of the nation out of work. President Trump says passengers from a pair of cruise ships will be off-boarded in Florida and sent to their home countries.
We have to, from a humane standpoint. We don't have a choice. It's like, I don't want to do that, but we have to.
Doctors will go on board when the two Holland America ships arrive today. Then a plan worked out to disembark. 200 on the Zaandam are sick. As Sunday approaches, Vice President Pence asking people not to attend in-person church services to avoid spreading coronavirus. He tells ABC News.
For Karen and I, and I know the president, we've been enjoying worship services online.
White House guidelines call for avoiding gatherings of more than 10 people. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And the World Health Organization reports 95% of COVID-19 fatalities in Europe were over the age of 60. The continent has a high death rate from coronavirus and also has a high median age in most countries. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The governor's office is asking Utah manufacturers to help them with a specific piece of personal protective equipment. Let's get the details from KSL TV's Ashley Moser.
They put out a call for this specific equipment. It is a powered air purifying respirator. It's basically a mask that's connected to a battery-powered fan that filters air. And they say healthcare workers desperately need this equipment. Now, the state actually did have some success in other equipment. Five local companies pivoted their business to create hundreds of thousands of personal protective equipment.
A new order from the governor's office prevents landlords from evicting tenants for non-payment of their rent. Utah Apartment Association Executive Director Paul Smith helped draft the order.
This is just a industry-supported and a great idea to give the hardest hit a little bit extra time.
Smith says this is not rent forgiveness, but only a rent deferral. And if renters can pay their rent, they should. In order to qualify for the deferral, renters must have been current with their rent on March 31st and must show an impact from coronavirus.
A Utah factory continues to crank out toilet paper amid a continuing nationwide demand that has created some empty store shelves. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our live team coverage. John, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Tim. Yeah, Procter & Gamble Company is the world's leading manufacturer of personal care products, and they're staying plenty busy these days. They've ramped up production of high-demand products in the coronavirus crisis, like hand sanitizer, protective face masks, and, of course, toilet paper. Now, that's where their Box Elder County plant comes into play. P&G's Charmin brand toilet tissue is one of the primary products manufactured at its large facility in Bear River City, according to the Herald Journal. A company spokesperson says the plant is now churning it out as fast as they can to help eliminate the national shortage. Other P&G facilities around the world are busy cranking out hand sanitizer, bringing their production capacity to at least 45,000 liters per week when fully operational. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, big box stores are reporting a drop in foot traffic, if you can believe it. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards continues our live team coverage with some of the numbers, Mary.
Yeah, Amanda, Walmart, Costco, and Target stores across the country saw less foot traffic last week for the first time in weeks. Walmart was down 6.7%, Costco 8.7%. and Target a much bigger 20.5% drop in foot traffic year over year. MarketWatch says in the early days of the pandemic, everyone rushed to the stores and stocked up for the long haul, so now they don't need to visit the store as much. But experts say the data shows that as the situation improves, people will go back to more normal patterns, meaning a bounce back pretty quickly once this pandemic is over. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Residents in the mountains and even some of the benches are waking up to a little bit of snow this morning.
Had a little blast of winter in the overnight hours with some scattered snow showers that have moved through and some accumulation as well. We will look for the scattered snow showers to continue this morning, but then gradual clearing once we get going through the day. It is going to stay much cooler than usual, though, for this time of year. Highs only in the 40s, where the average high is in the upper 50s, so it's quite cool for today. It will get a little warmer tomorrow, and we're back to near 60 or above as we head into the upcoming weekend.
But Grant says we are looking at another little storm for the first part of next week.
The group fighting the Olympia Hills development in southwest Salt Lake County has been given the go-ahead for a referendum. They now have to collect signatures to get it on the ballot. The governor said candidates could gather signatures electronically, so the referendum organizers hope that will work for their effort, too. Salt Lake County Council approved the Olympia Hills development earlier this year.
Coming up on KSL, one of the nation's largest grocery store chains giving bonuses to its hero workers.
And KSL traffic.
So far, no crashes on I-15. We've got some wet roads in the south end of Davis County and in Salt Lake City. A little bit slushy up at Parley Summit. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 5:35.
Updating what you need to know about the coronavirus every 30 minutes.
One of the concerns, if everyone starts wearing masks, people might not take social distancing seriously.
Listen everywhere on the KSL News Radio app.
Utah Gives Back is a story about Utahns helping those in need. Here's Select Health's Community Relations Manager, Greg Reed.
As the news about the novel coronavirus or COVID-19 grows, it's important to know how to protect yourself and your family. This will also protect you from other respiratory illnesses and viruses such as the flu and the common cold. The most important safety measure is proper hand hygiene with soap and water numerous times daily. The daily habit includes washing with soap and warm water for 20 seconds every time. You can use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer if soap and water is not available. Make sure that the hand sanitizer is not replacing your regular hand washing routine. Also, avoid touching your face and eyes as much as possible. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. If you are sick yourself, stay home, cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when you cough or sneeze, then toss it in the garbage and wash your hands. If you have to, cough or sneeze into your upper sleeve or elbow and not directly into your hands. For more information, visit coronavirus.utah.gov. That's coronavirus.utah.gov. Select Health recognizes that staying healthy is another example of how Utah gives back.
Utah Gives Back, brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
Do you know who your financial advisor is working for? Maybe it's time to find out. New Millennium Group is a registered investment advisory, which means they work for you. And as fiduciaries, are legally bound to serve your best interest above their own. Advisors working for retail banks are held to a suitability standard, meaning their first legal obligation is to protect the interest of the banks they work for, not yours. The team at New Millennium Group is more concerned about protecting your savings than allowing you to risk more than you'd like to in the stock market. It's more important than ever to be in control of your financial life and to have someone by your side who cares about your future as much as you do. If you're not sure who your financial advisor is working for or are feeling unsure about your nest egg, call New Millennium Group today at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or visit them online at yournewmillenniumgroup.com. That's yournewmillenniumgroup.com to schedule a phone call or online meeting.
Thanks again for starting your morning with us. We're awaiting another snapshot of unemployment with claims coming out this morning in about, less than an hour, somewhere around 6:30 our time. We've heard estimates as high as 5 million. Expectations are they will be higher than the 3.3 million we had last week, so somewhere in that range. And we'll see how the markets continue to react to it, but count on us to have some instant analysis and those numbers for you coming up in about an hour.
Zoom bombing is an unfortunate development happening all over the country as people look to work or play with others on the popular video conference app. There are some ways you can protect your Zoom group.
Sarah Young with the State Board of Education says, keep your meeting link discreet.
The moment you put it in a social media feed or on a public website, it's going to be more accessible to members of the public and maybe individuals who you don't want to include.
So if you put your links on private boards or simply email them to students or coworkers directly, they have much less of a chance of getting into the wrong hands where hackers can interrupt your digital gathering with nonsense or worse. Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
Most of our news has been about things closing. We have word of something opening today. Most Salt Lake golf courses, Salt Lake County golf courses will reopen today, even though the county remains under a stay-at-home order. They will have extra guidelines in place, including online booking only, no club rentals, no scorecards or golf carts. Golfers will be called to their first tee and must not gather in groups before tee time. Mountaindale Golf Course, however, will remain closed.
Smith's announced it will be giving a hero bonus to all frontline employees at the grocery stores. Bravo, Smith's! Their hourly pay is going up $2. The company will also give a one-time bonus of $300 for full-time workers and $150 for part-time workers. Smith says it is also offering financial assistance for child care and expanded health care services. Every time I've been in Smith's, or my husband has been in Smith's recently, we just say, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
Because they've just been going through it.
Yeah, and for the corporate side to recognize that right now and,
yes,
you know, deep down into their, or dig down into their pockets and give it to those workers, that's fantastic. You know what? I don't know how I've done it, but I have avoided stepping into a store a minute since this whole thing started. My wife's doing all the shopping.
Because you have a wonderful wife.
Yeah.
Yes. I love that they even call it a hero bonus. That's beautiful. 5:39, let's get another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. And we go back over to you, Andy.
And right now I'm watching I-15. It's looking good, at least for now, and handling the slightly wet road conditions fairly well. It looks like as you go up towards Parley Summit, that's where you're going to see some slower traffic, at least not backed up, but just traffic running a little bit under the speed limit because of road conditions. One of our traffic troopers said that it's a similar situation going up through Provo Canyon. I can definitely see wet road conditions, especially at the Sundance turnoff. I-15 in Utah County, so far dry at the northern end, but as you go further south, Payson towards Santaquin, looks like stormy conditions are affecting the drive on I-15 from there all the way south into central Utah. This year, don't struggle with weeds and big bags of fertilizer. Turn that job over to Stewart's, Utah's number one local lawn care company. Green lawn, weeds gone with stewartslawn.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Grant's working from home today, but still gives us a look at what the weather looks like for the day.
Well, we had snow in the overnight with that front, and snow showers possible, otherwise partly cloudy today. High's going to stay cool at 46, and tomorrow we get more sunshine, warms up to 54. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Still reporting light snow downtown, 34 degrees.
So what happens if a significant number of law enforcement comes down with the coronavirus? Bringing in the military is an option if necessary. We'll talk more with Brad Garrett about that coming up on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks again for waking up to Utah's news station.
We know you're looking for ways to study, teach, and celebrate the Restoration. Deseret Book is here. Whether you're helping little ones learn about the prophet Joseph, updating your space to display your faith in a unique way, or gathering with loved ones in the joy of this pivotal time in the church. Deseret Book can help you find ways to elevate your experience. Celebrate the Restoration with Deseret Book. Visit any of our retail locations or online at DeseretBook.com today. New at Deseret Book. Join Elder Jeffrey R. Holland's personal study as he shares insights about more than 150 names of Christ he has studied during his 25 years as a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Witness for His Names is available now at Deseret Book or DeseretBook.com. Shop online or have your book shipped to your local store at no charge. Visit DeseretBook.com today.
Sarah's complex is right here, Riverstone Apartments. Do you have the gate code?
No. Do you have the gate code?
No, just follow that guy's car in. We can beat the gates.
Good call.
Whoa, these things are really...
fast.
No matter how it happened, Caliber Collision makes it like it never did. With high-quality repairs, faster than ever, we restore the rhythm of your life. Yeah. Caliber Collision.
How do we get your car out of here?
I don't know. Do you have the gate code?
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
Prevent your child's next asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many. Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time 544. The three things you need to know this hour. First, Governor Gary Herbert has signed an order that allows renters to defer their rent if they can show their finances have been impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic.
Second, Davis County is the latest to close more businesses and order residents to stay at home. The order lasts until May 1st.
Third, let's get a look at how the roads are doing this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender.
And right now I'm watching the freeways. They're doing okay despite some wet conditions, especially southern Davis County, Salt Lake City, and then south of Payson and Santaquin. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Some scattered snow showers in place this morning, otherwise partly cloudy, 46. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, it's 34 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
The number of COVID-19 cases worldwide is nearing 1 million. The number of deaths nearing 50,000. Here in the U.S., there are more than 215,000 people infected and more than 5,000 have died. In the epicenter here in New York, they are bracing for even more infections. ABC's Aaron Katursky with the story.
Only days ago, the Javits Center was for conventions. The National Tennis Center was for tennis, and hotels were for tourists. Now all of those places are hospitals, and the public hospitals are going all ICU. Health and Hospitals President Dr. Mitchell Katz said the city would also need 400 ventilators by Sunday.
I think it's much better to focus on getting enough ventilators so that we don't have to make an allocation decision.
The longer a coronavirus patient stays on a ventilator, the lower the chance the patient comes off. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
In Los Angeles, people are being told they should wear masks when out in public. Numbers come out today on those who filed for unemployment last week. The number expected to be at least 4 million. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. As more law enforcement officers get sick from COVID-19, the use of the military is more and more an option.
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is ABC News correspondent Brad Garrett. What would that look like, Brad? Because I think people get nervous when you say something like that.
Well, of course, because we have this image of uniformed military with long guns walking around neighborhoods. I think that will translate into the military sort of augmenting law enforcement, not from a direct law enforcement response to crime, but to provide support, logistics, trucks, equipment, maybe even helping secure areas if they need an area like that's blocked off, because the military does have training to do that. So the real key is to keep those separated, because obviously there is a history of where you've used the military, they've overreacted, violence has occurred. I think we have a much better handle on that. Obviously, the big concern is the longer this pandemic goes on, the fewer and fewer law enforcement officers you're going to have on the street.
Well, and an example of why this is even being talked about is the NYPD is reporting about 17% of their workforce out sick. And it's not like the military has any better antibody buildup to prevent them from getting ill. They're just more and bigger in numbers.
Well, that's right. And the military, I will tell you, is also concerned about what you just mentioned, about their soldiers getting infected. So when you need them in a military capacity, they won't be there either. This is a really sort of tricky balance to figure out.
So, Brad, with everybody at home, is crime down or up?
Well, it's interesting because crime overall is down. Now, you know, a lot of crime is driven by opportunity, and there's less opportunity. I mean, just look around your city. What is open and what's not? Most things are not open. People are not out. So those type of crimes are just going to go down because the opportunity is not there for criminals. Cybercrime is up. There are in certain jurisdictions, domestic violence is up, but that sort of makes sense because now you're compressing people into a location, and if they had issues before, they're only going to exacerbate, sadly, in that type of setting.
There's another side to this story, and I have a friend who moved on into the Air National Guard as a full-time employment, but he was a prison guard. And when you look at stressful jobs, it's always at or near the top of that list. And with 500,000 correctional officers out there guarding about 2.3 million inmates, that becomes even more of a stressful situation in this pandemic era.
And think about how you would even abide by the rules of this virus. 6 feet apart, impossible in prison for the correctional officers and obviously for the inmates. The ability to wash hands all the time, not realistic. I mean, it's just not going to happen like it should happen. It's not their fault. It's just the reality that prisons and places that are compressed in confinement are not set up to deal with something like this. So I'm really concerned in particular about those 500,000 correctional officers who have to come and go from the prison. They have families. And so the spread of the virus, I think, has a great potential just based on jails and prisons.
Brad, we always appreciate your time. ABC News correspondent Brad Garrett with us talking about the spread of COVID-19 and how it will affect law enforcement in particular on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
5:49, it's time for us to get another look at how the roads are doing this morning. So far, anyway, brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender, and we go back to Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, it's fairly clear on the roads. No crashes to report, at least so far this morning. Drivers enjoying full speed limit through most of Salt Lake County. The roads do get a little bit more wet as you get closer to Salt Lake City, but that hasn't created any slowdowns on the freeway. Traffic right over Parley Summit looks just a tiny bit slower. We've got some wet conditions out in Tooele County, both on SR-36 and I-80, and it does seem like I-15 conditions get worse from Santaquin the further south you go. Zero Res is reducing their rates to help as many people as they can. Schedule with Zero Res right now for just $25 per room. Minimums do apply. Online at ZeroRes.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. And I think we're warming up in the 7-day forecast, even though it doesn't look like it today. Let's get details now. Back to you, Grant.
Well, we still can roll out some scattered snow showers in place today, otherwise partly cloudy. Highs topping out at 46. Tomorrow, more sunshine at 54. And then even more sunshine on Saturday. A nice day up to 61. Clouds and 63 on Sunday. We get more showers and storms in the works for Monday. High that day right about 58. More rain showers Tuesday, 57. And then sunny on Wednesday, high of 63. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather the center.
And right now it's 34 downtown.
This is going to be another interesting day for the markets. Remember when we had the, what was it, 3.2 or 3.3 million first-time jobless claims a week ago? Markets skyrocketed. We had a big day. Yesterday we had a loss of almost 1,000 points on the Dow, and we've got more unemployment claims coming out this morning at 6:30. It'll be interesting to see how the markets go, but so far they're in the green. Like they've already factored what's coming in there, and that happens sometimes. Another interesting note I saw this morning, Amanda, on Money News. France is actually taking a little different approach than the U.S. has taken with their stimulus. They are spending 45 billion euros to pay businesses not to lay off their workers. And it's, they say, going to emerge as a test on whether economies can recover more quickly by preventing companies and workers from going under to begin with. And so that's how they've chosen to spend their money. It'll be an interesting study.
I thought that was part of what our stimulus was intended for, was to help small businesses be in a situation where they wouldn't have to lay off their workers. But maybe it was too little too late and the layoffs had already taken place. Obviously, with those numbers, 3.3 million last week and now expecting 5 million this week, and the money isn't even here yet. So yeah. Many of the layoffs have already taken place.
Yeah, and France is just now getting to their stimulus as well, so they're a little behind the eight ball, but they're spending it a lot differently than we are, evidently. We'll check your Money News coming up here in a second, give you those numbers. They do look good so far this morning, so stay with us.
Donate your car to Charity Hotline. This is Guido. Roger.
Hi,
Roger like to donate my car?
Yeah, good. Leave the keys in it, park it on the street, and we'll send a thug. I mean, tow.
Where's your office?
In New Jersey, where you want it to be.
Well, Roger, yeah. I want to make sure my donation helps Utah kidney patients.
It will.
Which ones?
Well, you know, does it matter?
Yes, I want the money to stay in Utah.
And boy, have you got the wrong number.
If you want your car donation to help people here in Utah, turn your car into a kidney car for the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. Hi, this is Luz Lewis Perez. Kidney Cars is the Beehive State's number one choice for charity car donation since 1990. When you donate your car to Kidney Cars, funding stays in Utah to help local Utah kidney patients and funds local medical research. Kidney Cars gets donors the highest tax deduction, along with free towing. Visit towcars.org and learn more. That's towcars with a K, like kidney. That's TOWKARS.org.
All right, Watching Utah's Money is brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. Airlines are looking to retrain laid-off cabin crew staff as medical workers to help in hospitals currently overwhelmed by the coronavirus pandemic. A first group of 30 former employees of Scandinavian Airlines has started training this week to learn basic skills to assist in nursing homes and hospitals.
The private jet used by the New England Patriots is on the way to Boston after making a stop in China to pick up 1.2 million N95 masks for medical workers. The move came after the governor of Massachusetts said he had struck a deal to buy the masks, but he needed a way to get them back to the U.S.
Yeah, interesting. They could only be on the ground for 3 hours, and I don't know whether that was a requirement of the Chinese government or the U.S. said, look, you can use your fly your plane over there, but don't be on the ground more than 3 hours and then get out. Today, by the way, is National Burrito Day. Chipotle Mexican Grill says healthcare workers can come get a free takeout taco, or excuse me, burrito, while the rest of us can get free queso blanco on any other orders that you make today.
Let's get a look at those markets. You had indicated that they were up, and they are indeed. The futures, let's see, Dow futures up 342, that's 1.6%. The S&P futures up 39, that's 1.6%. The NASDAQ futures up 94.7, and that's 1.25%.
All right, give us a minute. We'll come back and see what's happening on the roads this morning. Kind of quiet the last time we looked, but traffic and weather is next.
We're chatting with Melissa from Sound Sleep Medical. CPAP machines, water, power, and a time of crisis. Talk to me.
Yeah, you know, when we're all thinking a little bit more about preparedness right now, if you're a CPAP user, you know you need access to distilled water and electricity. What if you don't have access to that? What we do, an oral appliance, can act as a backup to your CPAP machine.
So, Melissa, tell me about sleep and immunity.
Not getting quality sleep or enough sleep makes you more likely to get sick after being exposed to a virus. And also, lack of sleep can also affect how quickly you recover. So sleep is really important to your immunity system.
So the initial consultation is free and private, yes?
Yes, private. You will likely be the only one in the office at the time. And we're taking extra precautions to make sure everybody's safe.
Call Sound Sleep Medical for your free private consultation. 801-716-8672.
Listen to KSL all day on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
The most dangerous day for a baby is the first day of life. Those first 24 hours that should be moments of joy take the lives of thousands of babies every day. In fact, every 30 seconds, another child is lost. They die from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. The worst part, it's preventable. For nearly 60 years, Project Hope has been working around the world to save the lives of mothers and babies at risk. Right now, Project Hope is training local healthcare workers to safely deliver and care for babies in those critical first moments of life. Project Hope is delivering medicines and medical supplies to prevent deadly disease, giving precious newborns the healthy start they need to survive and thrive. This tragedy can be stopped. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope's efforts to save newborns now, visit projecthope.org.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day, and you can be part of this battle too.
Donate $25 or more and you'll receive 10 American Airlines Advantage miles for every dollar you give. Visit standuptocancer.org/American Airlines to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer is a division of EIF.
You're dialed into Utah's morning news. Smart. When you head home today, turn KSL back up. This is Jeff Kaplan, and we have the latest from Utah's Capitol Hill. Coronavirus, traffic, stocks, my minute of news. All of it, we get you back home. 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Okay, it's on news time. It's 5:59. Let's get another look at your early morning commute brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender. Andy?
And we're looking pretty good, at least as far as we go on the freeways this morning, despite some wet conditions in Salt Lake City. SR-201 looking a little bit heavy as you go out towards 56 and 7200 West. Road conditions coming out of Tooele, they're wet on I-80 and on SR-36, although I don't see any backups yet. And the further north you go on I-15, really from about north of Bountiful, the roads dry out, but if you're coming into downtown, they start to get wet, obviously, Bountiful, Woods Cross, North Salt Lake. Over the past 22 years, Fieldstone Homes has built over 5,000 homes in Utah. Personalize your new home today. Visit fieldstonehomes.com. Fieldstone Homes, Utah's home builder. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
About a 20% chance of showers coming our way today. We had about a 10% chance yesterday and got some sprinkles out of that, so expect it could happen. 46 for a high. That's the coolest day of the next seven. We'll jump into the 60s for your weekend. More on the 7 day just ahead.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 6 o'clock. It's Thursday. It is the second day of the month, April 2nd. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda.